Utah political, state, and tourism officials say they would love to host a national Republican nominating convention, but it may be harder than it looks. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage Super Tuesday. Mary?
Amanda, Utah was a finalist for the convention in 2012, ended up going to Tampa. They may even try again in 4 years, but Utah Republican National Committee woman Edith Mickelson says the convention is a different animal than the presidential debate we're hosting this month.
People don't realize you have to come up with at least 15,000 hotel rooms to be even able to bid on the convention.
That's all for the media, delegates, alternates, and guests, and you need around 300 buses to be kept secure during the entire thing. Mickelson says the price tag could be upwards of $50 million. Plus, would national party leaders pick a state like Utah that's so solidly red over when they could hope to sway their way? Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio. Okay.
Well, Salt Lake City may be hosting a presidential debate, but a national convention is a different animal. Our live team coverage, Super Tuesday, continues with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Brian, Utah leaders talk about wanting to bid again. We were a finalist in 2012, but Utah Republican National Committee woman Edith Mickelson says it's getting so much more expensive. The transportation costs alone are huge.
You have to have enough buses to move all of the delegates simultaneously. They all want to get there and get back to their hotels at the same time. You're talking about 300 buses. That you have to keep secure throughout the entire convention.
She says the area would need 15,000 hotel rooms and places for all the other committee meetings, not just the major action on an arena floor. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.